Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster, and it's a privilege to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Our entrance is number 721 in the St. Michael Hymnal, 721, Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. Are you here? Now to his altar draw near, joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily attend thee. Ponder anew who art the Almighty can do, who with his love doth befriend thee. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from the nations to give thanks to your holy name and make it our glory to praise you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, what more shall I say? I have not time to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, did what was righteous, obtained the promises. They closed the mouths of lions, put out raging fires, escaped the devouring sword. Out of weakness they were made powerful, became strong in battle, and turned back foreign invaders. Women received back their dead through resurrection. Some were tortured and would not accept deliverance in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others endured mockery, scourging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, sawed in two, put to death at sword's point. They went about in skins of sheep or goats, needy, afflicted, tormented. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered about in deserts and on mountains, in caves and in crevices in the earth. Yet all these, though approved because of their faith, did not receive what had been promised. God had foreseen something better for us, so that without us, they should not be made perfect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord.
Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord.
How great is the goodness, O Lord, which you have in store for those who fear you, and which toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You screen them within your abode from the strife of tongues. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, whose wondrous mercy he has shown me in a fortified city. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Once I said in my anguish, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard the sound of my pleading when I cried out to you. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Love the Lord, all you his faithful ones. The Lord keeps those who are constant, but more than requites those who act proudly. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs, who had an unclean spirit, met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name, there are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him, not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We stand at the beginning of Catholic Schools Week, and we call up prayers for our Catholic schools and support and advocacy and awareness for the great gift that Catholic schools are and have been in our history and have the potential to be today. I went to Catholic school for 13 years, and then another 5 years in the seminary, and another 6 years after that for some more studies, because I'm a slow learner. When I look back, though, and I'm not trying to be negative, because I am very grateful I went to Catholic school those first 13 years. But I will tell you, the number of times that we as students went to Eucharistic adoration in 13 years, zero. Zero. I'll tell you that by my later years in Catholic education, we had Mass once a month. That over the 13 years, we prayed about 10 rosaries in 13 years. So those were different days, and we have come a long way with our education, our formation, and the spiritual life of our students. I won't tell you all that we do at my parishes, but it is a lot more than that. And it's weekly adoration, and it's Mass 4 days a week, and it's rosary and stations and confession 4 times a year, not just 2. So there's a lot of good things happening. Now, here's why this is so important when you read this gospel. Everybody has burdens they carry. Most of us are not as bad off as this man who was possessed by legion and was hurting himself. But the story changes at this moment when he caught sight of Jesus from a distance. And using maybe his own willpower, the power left in his body, which wasn't much, he ran up to Jesus and bowed before him. And then those demons started, of course, speaking. And what we find is when we catch sight of Jesus and place ourselves in our presence, even when we have to use a lot of our willpower to get there, it's a turning point in life, right? The three basic movements of the spiritual life that we learn from tradition, the purgative way, the illuminative way, and the unitive way. Those are big words. This is like Catholic school today. But the purgative way, the purgation, the purification, we spend a lot of time there. But that's what happens when we're in the presence of Jesus. The stuff within us gets worked out. We get everything cleansed up and pushed out, the evil, the sins, especially in confession, and the negativity in our life or the pessimism or the vices. The more time we spend in his presence, the more purgation will happen. And that's why it's not easy to sit still in prayer, because this is all coming at your soul in full force. And it's why it's important that we place ourselves in his presence, because that leads into illumination, meaning we are enlightened with the presence of Christ. In this case, the man in the gospel found his vocation after he was in the presence of Jesus. And he proposes he get in the boat with Jesus and follow him everywhere. But Jesus let him know that's not your vocation. Your vocation will be to go and tell your family about Jesus, about what has happened here, about the power of God. But that brought him, I'm sure, peace, because he went off and he was telling everybody publicly what happened to him. And that was a good thing, which brought about more people into the kingdom of God. So the purgation, the deliverance, brought about this illumination. He found his vocation. And through living that vocation, he'll find himself united, the unitive phase, united with Jesus for all of eternity. Having the Eucharist at the center of our parishes and our schools is so important, because exactly what you heard in the gospel today can still happen for anyone. We can be delivered. We can be illuminated with the true sense of our vocation and our purpose in life, and we can be united to Jesus Christ. Let's continue to pray for the conversion of our Catholic schools, and that as we face a Eucharistic revival, that we get it and that we believe it, and that we go out and we tell our families, we proclaim in the Decapolis of our own local cities what good Jesus Christ has done for each of us. Let us offer prayers to our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father and all priests, that they will serve as lights of peace and joy for all who live in darkness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, and sacramental marriage, and that all individuals within the church will joyfully respond to God's call for their lives. We pray to the Lord. For our nation, that God will grant our leaders the wisdom and humility to govern according to His will, we pray to the Lord. That respect for life may begin in the family, and that those who are struggling with an unexpected pregnancy will choose life for their child, we pray to the Lord. For those who need healing from sin and the wounds of sin, especially those who suffer from addiction, that our Lord will deliver them and grant them peace, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of John Burke, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, receive all of our prayers. Give us a spirit of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world.
For by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those who are watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your merciful love. O Lord, let me never be put to shame, for I call on you. Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg you of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.